Yeah, there we go. Volume helps. That is exciting, isn't it? Isn't it? These are invitations in to meet needs. And so we want to take advantage of those. You know, you don't have to be the most energetic. You don't have to be the most qualified. You just have to be willing to be present. And so whether it's giving or being there to just come alongside and sit with kids and be there to be a presence in the lives of kids in this program, there's a place for all of us if you're interested. You can be praying about this, and we look forward to what the Lord has in store. Pray also, because I know many of those families need something 5 days a week, and you know where we're at, we know that we can offer 2 days a week, so be praying too for open doors for those other 3 days for those families that have been impacted by this. So may the Lord meet them, and may the Lord meet us this morning as we draw near to him in worship. So let's go to the Lord and just welcome his presence that's already here. Just surrender to him and welcome him, and then the worship team will come and lead us. So Jesus, we thank you. You are a God that is always at work. Father, you're always at work. Thank you for the privileges that you give to us to join you where you're at work. And we look forward to these ministry opportunities. Thank you for the prayer time with our Arabic brothers and sisters last week. Lord, thank you for that, and look forward to other opportunities that we may have. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who ordains the times and the seasons and the places for which people will live. And even in the midst of suffering in our world, you've brought many from other lands, many who have lived in gospel-resistant countries. You've brought them here. And so, Father, may we see these as opportunities. And, Father, may you burden our hearts for those who have come here. And, Father, may you burden our hearts for those in need in our own community, right outside of our doors here. And, Lord, thank you for the privilege that we have to serve through practical gift cards and through this after-school program. Father, you're the God who is bringing it to us. May you also supply every need that we have. You're a faithful God. Father, we come to celebrate your faithfulness. We come to celebrate you who gives us everything that we need, and we declare that you are all that we need this morning. Jesus, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, the presence of Christ with us, to move amongst us, to have your way amongst us. Father, we receive your love this morning. Father, we glorify your name, we praise you, and we say, have your way. We are in expectation for what you have in store in these moments. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. We're going to spend some time this morning really just resting in the Father's presence and in his love. So we'll start in this stance just to begin with intentionality. But as always, please feel free, as we're resting and dwelling in his presence, to move about as you feel so led. To the altar, to sit, to kneel. You can stand, hold your hands out. Let's just encounter the Father's love together this morning.
Sorrow like sea billows.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can truthfully proclaim this morning that it is well with our souls. Because our sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to that cross, and so we bear it no more. Jesus, it is because of you that even when there's chaos around us, even when we feel disheartened, Lord, that the truth remains that it is eternally well with our souls. Amen.
More.
The fact that Jesus, that the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, you know, there can be the spirit at work sometimes, the spirit of poverty that says that we will not have enough, that we will not be cared for, that the situation that we have is too big, that our provider is not enough, that it's too big of a circumstance. And so even as I think about an after-school program, even I think about gift cards, that we're looking for $2,100 to bless people, we could easily say, oh, that's too much. Ah, that's too much. Or, boy, that's a big thing. That's too much. But in the name of Jesus, our God is not a God who is lacking. Our God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider in all areas. And so we just need to declare and to say no to the spirit of poverty and to his lies and say our God is enough. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is enough. And because he is enough, he will give us all that we need. So Jesus, in your name, we break off lies and we declare the truth that you are enough. Amen. And we come specifically against the spirit of poverty that would say that we lack. We lack no good thing in Jesus. And so we break off the lie that we lack and we don't have enough and we cannot get there and we cannot do it. And we say yes to the truth that you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that because you are enough, that we will always have enough. So we step into these opportunities and we step into the circumstances of our lives and we say, we trust you because you are enough. In Jesus' name, and all God's people in agreement say, amen, amen, amen. Amen.